Okay, boss, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bel Metzia, daf Chaf Beis. We're here at the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. If you remember, we're still in the middle of the proofs for Abaye and Rava, Yeish, Shalomi Das. If it is it Yeish, is it not Yeish? Right, so Melchuk was Abaye and Rava. Abaye says no, but Rava says it is again Yeish, Shalomi Das. Right, it says that if a person has Yeish, or we don't, he will have Yeish, but he doesn't have Yeish yet. Right, do we say that the sofa, the end of the story, right, tells us about the Tchiloso, about the beginning, right, and that's obviously the Machlokes and Bayan Rabbah. So we're bringing proofs back and forth. We have a bunch more to do today, right, and then we'll shift gears a little bit. So last line here in Chaf Aleph on the Beis, Tashma Haganav Shenatol Mizeh V'Natol Nazeh. Let's say somebody steals something, and then he gives, right, that item, right, to somebody else. V'chein Gazlan Shenatol Mizeh V'Natol Nazeh. Some too, if you have a Gazlan, again, we said the difference between a Gadav and a Gazlan, right, depends on day or night, or whether he knows about it or doesn't know about it, right, is he sneaking around or not sneaking around. Okay, either way, right, V'chein Yardein, and we'll see that there's a third category in a second, but V'chein Yardein, so too, if the river sweeps something away, Shenatol Mizeh V'Natol Nazeh, right, Mashenatol Natol, Mashenasan Nasan, right, whatever he gave, he gave, whatever he gave, well, whatever it took, he took, whatever he gave, he gave, right, that meaning that the Matana is legit, we assume, right, that there's Yeish, and there's a transfer, Shinu Rishus, there's a transfer of ownership, and therefore the gift that he gave, if you give it to somebody else, right, that's legit, and the third party can keep that item. So Gemara says, Bishlam, a Gazlan, a Yardain, right, the Chazilo, Umayish, right, by a Gazlan, and the river, right, the owner knows, right, about the item that was taken, right, and he has Yeish. Elaganov, but a guy sneaks in the middle of your house, right, in the middle of the night, takes your wallet, gives it to somebody else, you wake up, you go to shul, maybe you take your wallet to shul, but let's say you're, I don't know, your watch or something. So he doesn't know about it yet, right? Mika chazili de miyayish. How do you know about the item that is miyayish? So apparently we see that he will have yeish when he finds out about it, right? But right now, right, he doesn't know about it. That's the yeish lamidas, right? And that seems to prove Rava that yeish have yeish. That yeish lamidas is yeish. The Gemara says, talking about Papa, but listen to Mizuyim. Now the case is where it's an armed thief, or is an armed group of bandits. Right, so the guy knows about it. So Gemara says, Yachi, I know Gazlan. But Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, that's a Gazlan. So Gemara says, Trey Gavni Gazlan. Yes, in Echanami. There are two types, right, of Gazlans. Right, again, that's already a guy without weapons or with weapons. Right, it depends, right, whether they're armed or not. Those are different types of. But either way, the case is where the guy knows about it, and therefore it's not a proof. It's not a case of Yesh Lamidas. Tashma, bring another proof. Shatav Nahar, Korav, Itzav, V'avanav, right? V'nasno b'soch sedei chavero, right? The river kind of overflows and washed away his guys' trees and guys' rocks, guys' wood, right? Puts in some of the other field, right? Elu shalom apanishin misay show by them, right? The guy can keep it, the guy who owns the field can keep it, because, right, they buy them, the owners, right, have yeish. The Gemara says, taima, and the whole reason is, dinsay show by them, right? That the owners had yeish. Hastama lo. But if they didn't have yeish, right, meaning that he didn't know if it's yeish lamidas, he didn't know about it, and he didn't have yeish, right, maybe not. So that would be like a bay, then yeish lamidas, right, lo have yeish. So the Gemara just answers, hachamai eskinen kishiyoch lahatzil. No, the case is where he's able to save these rocks and these stones, so therefore, we don't necessarily know, right, that the guy has yeish, and therefore, right, he can't necessarily keep him. And that is... I mean, that's the reason, again, that if there's yeish, but if there isn't yeish, right, that's why we said if there isn't yeish, he can't keep them, because Pasha says he can run after them and get them. So therefore, there's no yeish. And Gemara says, but Ihach, if that's true, I'm a sefer. What about the second part of that, Brisa? Right, Brisa says, right, if he's running after it, then you have to give it back. Well, Ibi Echorim Lahatzil, Ma'iri Maradfin. Right, if the first case of the Brisa, as we explained, right, is where the guy's able to save his stuff, why? Who cares whether he's running after it? If you aim around Finami, even if he's not running after it, right? Also, right? So doesn't, again, both cases should be able to. He should have yeish. He should not have yeish because the guy wants to go get him back. The case is he could save it, but he can't save it necessarily. Right? There's a suffix whether he can save it. So therefore, meradfin lo yeish, but im meradfin yeish miyeish. Then therefore, if we know, right, if he's running after to try and get his rocks and his stones and all that type of stuff, the river's washing it away, he's running on the banks trying to get it. So in that case, right, he's not having yeish. But if he's not, so then we know that he is miyeish, and again, that would not be necessarily a proof for our case. Fine. Tashma, bring another proof. Ketzad amru torim shalomidas. A truma so truma. Right? How do you know that if a person gives truma without the owner knowing that it is legitimate truma? That's a thing. In certain scenarios, right? If a person gives truma without the master knowing and it is legitimate truma, that's what the Brisa says. Now, just to clarify, this is not going to be a case of yeish necessarily. Again, what we're trying to prove is that the end result, right, is going to teach us about what the owner or what the person in question had in mind at the beginning. So, as we'll see in a second, this is going to be a halacha about truma, where we will see whether the owner, the master, the guy who owns the stuff, is okay with the guy who took his truma, meaning he didn't take his truma. I mean, he took truma for him, right? He separated truma for him. So the question is, right, again, if he's happy with it, well, we'll see. And you'll see it's not exactly the same case of Yeish, but you'll see it's the sofa will tell me about the Tchilah. So the end will tell us about the beginning. So the Gemara says, Ketzer Amru Torim Shalom Yidaz Truma Su Truma. How do you know a scenario where a guy gives Truma or separates Truma, right, doesn't give it to the Kohen, he separates the Truma, right, without the guy who owns the field knows, without the guy who owns the field knowing, right, and therefore, and Truma Su Truma, the case where how do you know, how do you have a case where it works? Right, if a guy goes into someone else's field and go take, you know, pick some apples, or, well, pick some, you know, grapes and gives Truma without the guy's permission, right, in Choshesh Mishum Gezel, ain't Truma Su Truma. If the owner would say, hey, you're stealing my stuff, so then that doesn't count. Right, because you know, there's no, the truma itself is not truma, it's not kadosh, not, you know, whatever. If him laugh, but if he wouldn't say anything about it, right? So then truma su truma, then it is legit. Uminayin shu yoda, right? Im choshesh mishum gezel v'im laugh. How do you know that the owner, right, is doesn't like what the guy's doing or not? Right, areisha ba balavai sumat. So because if the owner of the field then comes and finds this guy doing it, and Amar lo, he says to him, kilcha etzel yafos. Right, why don't you go take the better stuff? Why don't you take the better truma? The better fruit to give the truma. So then it depends. Im nimtzu yafos mehem truma su truma. If he has better stuff, so then he must have been serious, and therefore, the stuff that he separated, that the guy set in the field, is separated without rishos, right, is legitimate truma because apparently he had permission. The guy was just like, hey, you should have taken better stuff to give to the kohen to do the mitzvah. Vim lav, but if he doesn't have anything better, meaning that was the best stuff he had, then ain't truma su truma. Then we assume he's being sarcastic, being like, why don't you take my whole stuff? Right? Why don't you take my best stuff? Right. So then we assume he's being sarcastic, and he didn't want him to take the truma. Lik to abaylem vosif aleim. If the owner of the field added to the truma, so binkach or binkach truma su truma, then that's fine because clearly, right, the guy is okay, right, with the truma that this other guy separated. Then the Gemara says b'chin nitzu yavos mehen truma su truma amai. Now the proof again, how we're going to support that yeish shalom idas is have yeish. And that would be support for Rava, right? So when the guy finds, right, when you find out that there is better produce, we assume, right, that that's truma. So we said, the Gemara says, why? Why is that true? The owner didn't know, and apparently we're saying that it's fine. Again, since we know that now he's okay with the truma being taken, at the time it was taken, let's say an hour ago, right, he didn't know it was being taken, so that should also prove yeish shalom idas, right? If the guy eventually will have yeish, then it should be proper yeish, right? If the guy will eventually sign off on the truma being taken, then it's good truma. So too over here. This Gemara says, Tergumar Rava, alibi da abaye deshav yeish shliach. Fascinating that Rava answers for Abaye, because again, this is a proof for Rava and against Abaye. But Rava, again, we're all looking for truth here. So Rava supports Abaye, and he says he could answer the Mishnah, but the guy said it was a shliach, meaning that he set him up as a shliach, and he was okay with it, right? He didn't know he was taking the truma, but he had told him to take the truma, and therefore, right, it's not a case of yeish shalom idas or truma shalom idas. And this makes a lot of sense. Because if you think it's a case where he didn't make him a shliach, so my havi truma su truma would it really be good? Would it really, the truma that he separated, would that really be legit? Would that work? Atem gam atem, Amar Rachmana. The Torah says, right, you, meaning that you have to be the one who takes truma, the rabbi shluchachem, to include shliach. Ma atem ledaschem, af shluchachem ledaschem. So a shliach also has to be with your das. So you can't be, if the guy's not a shliach, because that wouldn't be midas. Midas, Torah says specifically that you have to take truma, right, with an understanding of and realization. As Gemara says, so it must be in a case where it could go into Shavi Shliach, where the guy made him a Shliach. And he said to him, Zil Trum, go give Truma. But lo Amarlei, Trum me honey. But he didn't tell him where to take the Truma from. It was Tamid of Balabayas, Kitarum, right, being Bainu Nesutarum. And with Balabayas in general, right, when he takes Truma, he takes from the middle, right, not the worst, not the best, but the middle part of his produce, the middle quality of his produce. Vazuliyu, Vitam Beafos. And the Shliach, or this guy, right, went, yeah, and took from the best for Balabais Mitzvah, and then the Balabais comes to Amarlein. He says to him, right, Kilcha Itzi Yachos, Yafos, you shouldn't take in the best stuff. So therefore, Im Nimtzus Yafos Mehem Shtrumas or Shuma. If he finds that, yeah, there is actually better stuff there, so fine. So then that was legit, because clearly the Balabais is fine with it. But Im Lav, but if not, Ain't Shumas or Shuma, because then he was being sarcastic, and he was upset with what the Shliach did. Okay, fine. Amemar Umar Zutra Varavashi Iklu Lubustana Demar Bar Mar Demari Bar Isak. Those three Rabbanim, El Mimar, Mar Zutra, right, and Ravashi, those Amaroim, came to the orchard or the field of Mari Bar Isak. And I see Arise de Tamri, so the sharecropper of that field, right, he had somebody work in the field for a share of the produce, so he brought Tamri Verimone, right, dates and pomegranates, Vishali Kamayahu, and he gave it to them. Right, Amimar Ravashi Achli, and Mar Zutra lo Achil. Right, Amimar and Ravashi ate from the fruit, and Mar Zutra did not. Adahachi, again, because he assumed that, you know, he can't eat it without the Balabais knowing about it. Adahachi, right, while they were there, right, also Mari Bar Isak. Right, Mari Bar Isak showed up, and Ashkechenu, and he met them, and he said to the Aris, to the sharecropper, right, Amar lo Isis lu Rabbanan mehanach shapirta, why don't you give the rabbis from the best fruits, right, from the best part? So in that case, Amar Leah Amimar Ravashi Mar Zutra Hashtam Ilo Achamar. So Amimar Ravashi said to Mar Zutra, well, look, he agrees, right, again, because he must have had better fruit. Right, again, that's what we said, right? If he has better fruit, then he's serious. If he doesn't have better fruit, then he's being sarcastic. So he must have eaten better stuff. So now the guy who owns the field seems to be very happy that he gave us that stuff. So why don't you eat now? So Vatanya within the Brisa, and so Yafos Mahan Shumasa Chuma. Right, like we just quoted. So Mar Zutra said back to them, Hauchi Amarava. Right, Rava says that lo amru kilcha etzel yafos el linyan truma bilvad. So that's a halacha within truma. That this whole, you know, interpretation of what the Balabais wanted, that's by truma. Mishum de mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah. Venichale, and the husband, and then the owner of the field, right, is more is happy to give, you know, do a mitzvah with his best stuff. Avalhacha mishum kisifusa hudal marachi. No, it could be that he has important chashuv guests here, and he gave them only the medium property produce. So maybe he's just embarrassed, right? So therefore, he said that you should give him the better stuff, but really he didn't really want us to be eating it, and therefore Mar Zutra did not have any of the produce. Okay, shifting gears a little bit. The halacha of Heksher Ochlin, fruit should become Makshir, to become Tuma, Heksher, that I feel like it. Should we read it? Should we just? Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we'll explain. Meaning that produce has to become coming into contact with liquid to be able to become kabal tuma. Right. That's there's an acronym for that called Yad Shachadam, which there are seven produces or seven liquids rather that the produce can become. What's it called with? Become hechsher mekabel tuma. They're able to be kabel tuma. One of them is water, which we're going to deal with right now. Yayin, dam, and shemen, and chalav, and okay, whatever. I'm not going to go through all of them. So the Gemara is going to just deal with that for a second. On the subject. So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring your proof. And now, again, this is one of the proofs that we're trying to. Still one of the proofs for Yesh Lamidas, right? And whether it's Haviyesh or Lo Haviyesh. Again, it's not from Yesh, but from a different realm of halacha, right? From this Heksher Kabbal Tuma, right? The halacha is that it has to be something the Baal HaBayis wants. Meaning, if produce got wet, right? Again, when grapes are attached to the grapevine or apples attached to the tree or whatever, they're not Kabbal Tuma. Once they get picked, right? It's only when they become wet do they become Hokshur Kabbal Tuma. And that's also only if the Baal HaBayis wanted them to come wet. So that is, again, the Ratzon of the Baal HaBayis is we're going to come into question over here. Like, what did this guy want? And if we find out that he wanted something, right, apparently we see that he also wanted it at the beginning, and that's going to, again, import and tell us about Yesh Lamidas. Okay, so Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Odenu Atala Alehem, if the dew is on the fruit, right, the tal, right, Vesamach, and the owner is happy of that, right, so Harei Zeb Chiyutan. That in the Chiyutan is the pasuk that tells me that you need water or liquid to be Machsher by Kabbal Tuma. So if it's within the Chiyutan, right, so then that means that it becomes Tame, or it can become Tame. So if the guy was happy with it and it was still wet, that's Bechiyutan, meaning then now it's Machabal Tuma. Nugvo, but if it had already been dried, right, and then it became, it got touched some dew, right, so Abel Pisha Samach, even though the guy was okay with it, right, in a Bechiyutan, right, that's not considered to be part of to a kabbal tuma, right? Rashi says lo amrin kimi dahashta nicha mahami mahani hai daita demeikara, right? So since the guy's happy now, that doesn't necessarily mean he would have been happy, right, originally. So Gemara says my time, but what's the reason? Right, just why is that? Right, if he dried it already, right, it doesn't matter if the guy's happy by the tal now. La mishum damrinan, right? Don't la mishum de lo amrinan kimi deigloi milsa mahashta nichale meikara nami nichale. Apparently we don't say that since even though the guy's happy right now, right? That doesn't necessarily tell me that it would have been happy when it was actually wet, and therefore it won't be mekabel tuma. And that would prove rava. That would prove abaye, who says yesh lamidas lo haviyesh. So the Gemara answer is shiny also. No, that's different, right? The chetiv, because the pasuk says ki yitain, right? Ad sheyitain, right? It has to be until the guy himself, until the owner, the balabais, puts the liquid on the food. The Gemara says, well, yehachi reishanami. Well, so too, right? In the first case, right, when the owner was happy that it was right, it became wet. And also, he didn't actually wet it, right? He just touched the towel. The Gemara says, awesome, because they're a papa. No, over there, right, we're learning like a papa. They're a papa rami, because they're a papa. Pointed out, there's a stira, not a stira necessarily, but it's a quirk, right? Because ki yitain v'karina and ki yutan, right? We read the pasuk of ki yutan, but it's written without the vav, and so it looks like it's written as ki yitain. So Gemara says, okay, so that's why. How do you figure that out? Right, again, the yutan, right, would be placed, right? Yitain is the guy places it himself. Yutan is passive, right? The liquid is placed upon the guy, upon the fruit. So which is it? So Gemara says, okay, so which is it? So beinan ki yutan do mit the ki yitain. So therefore, we need, meaning ki yitain, if the owner makes the produce wet, he's obviously happy about that. That's fine. Okay, that's mekabel tuma. So be ki yutan also, right? That's how this is the mukkar, right? This is the source, right? Within this halacha, if something becomes wet, it needs to have been, right, the same status of ki yitain. I was just like when ki yitain, the husband, I keep on doing that. the owner is happy that the produce is wet because he put the liquid on it. So too over here, ki yutan, if the liquid is put upon it, so the owner has to be happy as well, right? Ma yitain adas, af ki yutan adas, right? Just like ki yitain is with his understanding and ratzon, so too ki yutan. Okay, Tashma, another proof. Right, now this is going to prove, oh well, let's see, I'm not sure, I don't remember. Damar Rabbi Yochanan bar Rabbi Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yehuda Tzadok, minayin la'aveda sheshotfa nar shimuteres. How do you know that a river sweeps away a lost object, and then, right, that becomes muter, right, there's yeish there. Dechtiv, because the pasuk says, v'chein ta'aseh l'chamoro, v'chein ta'aseh l'sem l'so, v'chein ta'aseh l'chol avidas l'achicha, shetovad mimenu mitzasa. Right, meaning that's the end of the pasuk. Right, that again, you should do for all the, right, you have to give back, right, mitzvah shavus aveda. You should do for everybody, any type of lost object. Mishavuda himenu matuya etzel kol adam. So that's going to be anything. Again, since it gives those examples in the pasuk, and it says also mimenu from him. Right, something asher tovad mimenu. Right, something that is lost from him and found to other people. Yotzazu, that excludes this case. Again, what's the case where a river swept away all the stuff? Right, avudu mimenu ve'ena mitzuyeh ezel kol adam. Right, that's not able to be found by other people. Right, the river swept it away. Right, it only came. Right, usually stuff gets swept out into sea or into the river, whatever happened to wash up on your riverbank. So that's not able to be found necessarily by anybody. Right, or if you could reach it, right, while it's still in the river, right, it's not necessarily available to everybody. The Yisrael Dumi De Teira, and the scenario where it's usur, where the guy has to give it back, right, is similar, right, to the case where he's allowed to keep it. My Teira, just like the case where it's mutter, we're allowed to keep this item that was washed away by the river, bein de isbe simen, bein de lesbe simen, shara, it doesn't matter whether it has a simen, it's afisura, right, so too, in a case where you're not allowed to give it back, meaning that you have to give it back to, you're not allowed to keep it, you have to give it back to the guy, bein de isbe simen, bein de lesbe simen, asura, right, manoshach, right, whether it has a simen or not. So that's tiyufta derava, tiyufta, right, that's because I mean, that's a even if it doesn't have a what's it tiyufta on rava, right, meaning the rava says that since the if you don't have what's the stira, hold on, right, sorry, so since rava says, right, yesh lemidas have yesh, right, it's something that doesn't have yesh now but it will eventually have yesh, right, it is considered to be good yesh, right, and therefore an item that would not have a simen, right, eventually there'll be yesh on it. Right, but here we're saying bein to ispe simen, bein to lespe simen. Right, regardless of whether I have a simen or not, it's a surah. Right, you're not allowed to keep it. That's against Rava, right? Because he says that eventually, right, you are allowed to keep it. So tiyufta Rava tiyufta filchazak kavas abaye diyal kagam. Right, sure enough, this is a tiyufta against Rava. Right, and sure enough, the halacha is like abaye and yal kagam. Those are six cases where Abaye and Rava argue. Right, Abaye's got six of them. Rava's got the rest. Right, Abaye's not doing so well if you're on the scoreboard. But okay, whatever. Obviously, halacha's not a scoreboard. But yal kagam, the yud is yesh lamidas. Just quickly to run down the other ones. Edim is ayin is edim. Right, edim zomim. Lamed is alechi. Right, halacha is the erivin. Kuf is kedushin shalinim tzar lebia. Gimel is gilei daita beget. Right, depending on what, right, again, whether, yeah, okay, right, I mean, it's something that the husband writes into the get or whatever. And mumar ochal neveles lachis, right, the shiloh is whether somebody is allowed to be an eid if he eats treif, a person eats treif. Okay, right, either way, those are the four, those are the six. Yalkagams. Okay. Amalei Ravacha Bre de Rava Le Ravashi. Vchimi Achar de Tosiv Rava. Right. So Hani Tamrei de Zika. Right. Heichi Achlinu. After. Right. Again, this is now Ravacha's Rava's son. Right. Yeah. Interesting. So says Ravashi. Now that my father has been knocked out. Right. So Hani Tamrei de Zika. Again, if there are dates that have been blown by the wind. Right, that, you know, on the side of the road, you know, there are trees right on the side of the road. Right, they're blown away. Right, but how are we allowed to eat them? Right, because halacha again, Rava said yesh lamidas have yesh, but yesh kon rabaye, we pass on like abaye lo have yesh. Right, if the guy is not, we don't know, the owner doesn't know, right, that stuff is the trees got, the dates got blown off the trees. So how can you eat them right on the side of the road? Right, because he doesn't have yesh now, and we say it's lo have yesh, and they should not be able to be taken. So Malay said back to him, keva and deika kshkatzim veramasim dekaachlu lehu meikari yeush meyayish minayu. Since there are bugs, right, the Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael's got plenty of bugs. Right, since there are bugs that and creepy crawly things that are eating this stuff, so obviously as soon as it gets knocked off the tree, right, the owners don't want it back, right? They have yesh. So Gemara says yasmi. And who am I? What about Yasme, right, which are Ketanim, Pashas, which are Yusomim, right, that aren't able to be Mokal, right? What about that? Right, they don't have a lachic ability to be miayish. So Rama Rala, he says in Baaga Baara the Yasme Lomachaz Kinan. We don't assume that the entire valley, right, belongs to Yisomim that are Ketanim. Right, we assume that adults all own these fields. So Gemara says Mukzak Va'omid Mai. What about if it's a muksak, if a chazaka, we know this field for sure belongs to Yisomim that are Ketanim, right? Karkachta. Or karachta mai. What about if you have it's fallen surrounded by walls, and there are no bugs there. There are no, you know, rats or whatever it is, right, that are eating this fruit. So what about those cases? And that's Amrali. Say back to Enochanami. Right, a student. Right, those are going to be aser. Okay. Now the Mishnah had said kikaros bereshus harabim. Right, areilu shalom. Right, if you find these stalks of wheat or barley, whatever it is. You find Rosh Hashanah, that belongs to the guy who finds them. You don't have to announce them. So Amar Rava, afilu b'davar yesh basiman, even if there is a siman, that a siman on those stalks of wheat. So Gemara says, alama kasav Amar Rava siman ha'isoy l'daris la'avi siman. Apparently, we say right that siman that will be walked on, that crushed, right, trampled, right, it's in the Shizarabim, right, is not considered to be a simon, because we said even if there is a simon on these stalks of wheat, right, it's going to get trampled on, and therefore, right, the simon is not going to make it to the point where the guy can use it to, and therefore you can keep them. Rava disagrees with Rava and says, "Lo shono el b'davar she'en bo simon." Right, you can only keep the stalks of wheat if there's no simon. Avu b'davar she'esh bo simon, but if there's a simon, then chayav la'achris, you have to announce it. Alma kasav Rava. Apparently, Rava holds simon ha'soy l'daris havi simon. That a simon that's going to get walked on by people still is a simon, and then you have to announce it. Ve'ike demasni la shmeitza ba'pinavshe. Some people taught this machlokas right in and of itself, meaning with its own kind of you know, within its own discussion. Well, you'll see in a second. Simon asi lidareis, right? Rabba Amar lo havi simon. Rabba Amar havi simon. Meaning they taught it as a machlokas, that if you have a simon, it's going to get trampled on. So the Rabba says it's not considered to be a simon because it's going to disappear. And Rabba says that it is in fact a simon. Tanan, what about our Mishnah? Kirichos b'shizar abim harei elusholo. If you find these stalks of wheat or whatever in b'shizar abim, you can keep them. And b'shizar yochei, that's not in our Mishnah, but the next Mishnah. No tulam achuz. If you find it in a person's backyard, then you have to announce it. So hechidami, what's the case? Simon Rishus Yachid my Machris. If there's no Simon there, why do you have to announce that you found Rishus Yachid? Right? There's nothing you can announce. What are you supposed to say? There's no Simon on it. Allah this by Simon, it must be that there is a Simon. Vikatani, the Mishnah says, Rishus Rabim Harilu Shalom, right, that it belongs to the person who finds it, you can keep it. Alma Simon Hoy Dares, Lo Avi Simon. Right? Apparently, you see that even if it has a Simon, it's going to get trampled on, stepped on, it's going to get destroyed, and therefore it's not a real Simon. And therefore, it's Yafta the Rava, it's against Rava. So I'm like, Rava would say to you, no, Lalum the Lesbu Simon, really, there is no Simon. My machris, what could you possibly therefore announce? And the yachin, so machris makom, you would announce the place. The place is enough of a makom, is enough of a simon, and that you could announce as the location of where you found it. Okay, we're going to get on to. Okay, if it's, well, let's just do a little bit more. Rabba Amar Makom Lo Havi Simon, right? And Rabba obviously holds, right, that a place is not a simon. The mark the Makom Rabba Amar Lo Havi Simon, Rava Amar Havi Simon. Right, that's Machlokes Rabba and Rava, right? And again, that lines up according to the Shitas, right? And the whole back and forth that we just had a moment ago. Okay, we're going to stop here and go Vayitein L'Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.